Thank you so much for letting me share with you today. And let me absolutely say thank you, thank you, thank you for your partnership and support of the Low Barrier Emergency Winter Shelter. This winter, we partnered together, and your building became the Men's Low Barrier Emergency Winter Shelter. You provided space so that 161 men throughout the winter didn't freeze or go hungry. That's an amazing number, 161. Thank you again for that great work. The work of See You at Home continues as we walk alongside the individuals we serve. Let's talk about Sue. Sue's name has been changed to protect her confidentiality, but her story is real. The first thing I notice when she walks into my office is that she is young. She's only 19. Her face should show excitement, but she's not excited about life right now. I offer her a seat, and she slowly sits down in the chair. She keeps her eyes down. She won't make eye contact. She's not sure she trusts me. She begins to open up and tells me that her mom was an alcoholic, and she had to raise herself, make her own decisions in life, find her own way. She ran into some trouble, and she's here now at See You at Home, she tells me, to try to get her life on track. One thing she's done is find a job, but it only has limited hours. She says she could work more hours if she could work third shift. Her eyes are still down at the floor. But the shelter's not open during the day for her to sleep. I tell her we are working on becoming a 24/7 shelter. She's still looking at the ground. It's like she's found a spot on the floor she can concentrate on. I ask her, what would that mean for you if we became a 24/7 shelter? She finally looks me in the eyes and says, that would mean everything. She tells me she could work more hours, not worry about being out in the heat, or wondering where she would go to the bathroom when the shelter is closed. Sue's story is continuing to unfold as we speak, and our story at See You at Home continues to unfold as well. See You at Home continues to assist individuals like Sue to take those next steps. Our shelter is currently and has been running at full capacity. That means 14 women's beds and 48 men's beds, all individuals with stories like Sue. Part of our story that's unfolding is the story of becoming a 24/7 shelter. And I say our journey because we are community partners. We believe that a 24/7 shelter will allow clients to have a stable environment where they will no longer have to figure out how to survive on the streets. They will have a safe place with case management, being able to obtain services. Our current level of funding will not allow us to operate 24/7, but we believe that as we pray and partner together with the faithful community, we will be able to reach this goal. If you have more questions about that I wasn't able to answer today, please reach out to me. The number you can reach me at is 217-819-4569. And thank you again for letting me share.